All right, look, I'm going to level with you. This next bit, it ain't for everybody. In fact, it's probably not for you.
Hold the fuck up. Before you touch the dial, if you got delicate sensibilities, if you're the type who clutches your pearls at a fart joke, then do yourself a favor and walk away. Go find a nice sanitized sitcom. Go watch some kittens playing with yarn. This ain't that.
Precisely. This is for discerning minds. Individuals who appreciate intellectual stimulation. Those with a delicate constitution, a low tolerance for the realities of the human condition. Well, they should simply move along. There's nothing to see here, really. You wouldn't understand. This requires a high IQ.
God damn right. This here's for folks who ain't afraid of the truth. The ugly truth. The kind that makes you squirm and question your life choices. If you like your humor bland, your stories predictable, and your old people quiet and respectful, well, partner, you're in the wrong goddamn saloon.
So, there you have it. Three warnings straight from the horses. Well, let's just say straight from the source. Consider yourselves warned. This is about as raw, unfiltered, and potentially offensive as it gets. You'll probably hate it, you'll probably be disgusted, you'll definitely regret listening. Unless, of course, you're into that sort of thing. In which case, don't say we didn't warn you, you sick bastards. Proceed, if you dare. Ah, the golden years. A time for reflection, relaxation, and, apparently, running a geriatric black market out of the bingo hall. Welcome to the senior center, where the only thing stiffer than the competition is, well, you'll see.
Hurry up, Tony. Goddamn, bingo's about to start. We gotta snag the good seats. It's like the fucking Oklahoma land rush in here every Wednesday.
What the fuck you talking about, good seats? They're all folding chairs, spuds. They all got the same four legs and a shitty cushion. What's the difference?
The location, you prick. I gotta be near the calling lady. My ears ain't what they used to be. Sounds like I got a goddamn beehive in each one. Reginald, he needs to be eyeball to eyeball with that bingo board. 'Cause even with those Coke bottle glasses, he's blinder than a subterranean termite. And you just want to be near that poor woman because she stinks so good.
You uncouth bovine enthusiast. She smells good. There's a difference. It's a delicate bouquet, not a goddamn barnyard stink. Learn some fucking nuance.
Stink, smell, who gives a flying fuck? It's like a goddamn Garden of Eden when she walks by. Reminds me of the old neighborhood. My Zia used to wear the same essence. Only hers was probably cut with a little bit of gasoline, sweat, and desperation.
Point is, one newcomer in the wrong chair, and this whole place goes to shit faster than a greased weasel. It's territorial pissings, I tell you. You want to be stuck next to Fred again? Christ on a cracker. That man's farts could knock a buzzard off a shit wagon at 50 yards.
All right, you made your point. Fred's ass, or the calling ladies. A bouquet, it's a fucking no-brainer. Let's move.
See? Told you. Look at that shit show unfolding. Everyone's staring daggers at that new fella. He's parked his ass right in Lucy's spot. Now the whole goddamn ecosystem's disrupted. It's like watching a nature documentary about rabid squirrels fighting over a single, slightly moldy nut.
Plenty of empty seats around Fred, though. The man's a walking, talking biohazard. You think he even knows he's tooting like a goddamn tugboat?
Highly unlikely. I had the distinct displeasure of sharing a dinner table with him once. He unleashed a sonic boom. I'm not talking about some dainty little SBD. This was a full-blown Krakatoa eruption, and it smelled like a skunk had crawled up a badger's ass and died. And the son of a bitch just kept shoveling cabbage into his gaping maw like nothing happened. Antonio, my esteemed business partner, when, and I say when, not if, my meticulously calculated bingo strategy yields its inevitable fruit. Our previous agreement regarding the exchange rate for my senior dollar winnings remains firmly in place, correct? I trust you're prepared for a significant transaction.
Shut your fucking yap, Reginald. You try and announce it to the whole goddamn bingo hall. Jesus Christ.
I merely wish to confirm.
Yeah, yeah, 10 cents on the dollar, American, if you win. Which, let's be realistic, has the same probability as me tapping the goddamn Pope and getting away with it. Now shut it before you blow this whole thing.
062. 06.
What are you guys whispering about?
B5.
It's nothing, Spuds. Just a little side hustle. You know the senior store, right?
Yeah, they got that cheap-ass tissue. Good for my allergies. Blow my nose raw with the regular stuff.
Right, right. But there's other stuff people want. Stuff the store doesn't exactly advertise.
You mean that fancy tissue with the lotion? Old lady Karen, bless her heart, she let me try one once. Felt like an angel's kiss on my, well, you know.
Yeah, something like that. But with a little more kick.
Better than high-class tissue? What the hell could be better than that? Like what? Gold-plated toilet paper?
Like condoms and performance enhancers.
Condoms?
Shh, quiet.
N45, N4.
Will you shut your goddamn pie hole? Like I told Rage, this is a low-profile operation. We got to be selective about who knows. Think, need-to-know basis.
What in the Sam Hill is going on here? Why the fuck does anyone in this place need condoms and boner pills? We're all past our prime.
Let me explain it to you, Spuds. This place, this seemingly innocent senior center, is a fucking cesspool of STDs and shenanigans. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah, but with more orthopedic shoes and less fire and brimstone. So, people need certain supplies. And I, being the enterprising individual I am, provide them.
Why don't they just ask their kids to buy that stuff? Seems a hell of a lot easier than whatever the hell this is.
Oh, yeah, I can just picture that conversation. Hey, sonny boy, can you swing by the pharmacy and pick me up a jumbo pack of ribbed for her pleasure condoms? And while you're at it, grab some of those little blue pills that make your dick harder than Chinese arithmetic. Don't want to disappoint Mildred next door. She's a goddamn firecracker, but I'd rather not raw dog her. She's probably, well, you know, a walking claptrap.
Okay. Yeah, I see your point. That'd be awkward.
Awkward? It'd be a goddamn Thanksgiving dinner conversation stopper. So I got some connections. From the old days, I buy up the senior dollars. Dirt cheap, naturally. And then I have my associates go to the senior store and clean them out. They buy that shit at cost, see? Then my guys, they redistribute the merchandise on eBay at a slight markup. My partners take the cut and they pay me in product, which I then sell to these horny old bastards. Everybody wins.
Why not just counterfeit the senior dollars? Seems a lot simpler. Print them up, flood the market.
Good question, Spuds. Shows you got a little bit of a criminal mind, even if it's buried under all that country bumpkin charm. But see, a flood of senior dollars, that raise eyebrows. Suspicious, see? Gotta keep it subtle, like a fart in a crowded elevator. You know it's there, but you can't quite pinpoint the source.
Pay attention, assholes. We can discuss this shit later, after I win. I only need B-15, and I'll win. Senior dollars, here I come.
G-52. G-5. 2. B-14. B-1.
Well, hot damn. Bingo.
And so the game continues. The stakes, higher than you might think. The odds, well, let's just say they're about as good as finding a virgin in a nursing home. But hey, in the golden years, you gotta take your thrills where you can get them, even if it's just the thrill of a slightly used condom.